Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Thousands of people have gathered in the French capital Paris to protest against the national rally after a first round of snap general elections appeared to give the far-right party a substantial lead. The centrist Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, warned that the rally stands at the gates of power and said it must not receive a single vote in next Sunday's second round. From Paris, here's Andrew Harding.
A dramatic win for France's national rally. The party was, for years, considered too extreme for most French voters, with its anti-immigration, Eurosceptic platform and its links to the Kremlin. The party's leader is Marine Le Pen. She told the country it had nothing to fear from a right-wing, RN-led government. But there is a second round of voting here next weekend, and things could still change. President Emmanuel Macron called for centrist and left-wing parties to form a united front to keep the RN out of power. Will it work? It's going to be a struggle.
South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has announced details of a new unity government to include representatives from outside the African National Congress for the first time since it won power 30 years ago. The largest opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, will take on six ministries, including Home Affairs and Agriculture. Six other portfolios are to be shared among smaller parties. The ANC will continue to hold 20 posts. Mr. Ramaphosa explained how the roles were decided.
We have had to consider how to form a new government in a manner that advances the national interest, that also gives due consideration to the outcome of the election and that makes use of the respective capabilities within each of the parties represented.
A first day of talks on Afghanistan's future between UN officials, the Taliban and other groups has wrapped up in Doha. The two-day UN-led negotiations are the first to include the Islamists since they seized power 3 years ago. Caroline Davis reports.
Diplomats we spoke to after the first day of talks said that generally they'd been positive with no nasty surprises. The Taliban emphasised that they wanted to engage but urged other countries not to interfere with issues they consider an internal matter, including women's rights. Even getting the Taliban to the talks was controversial. The UN agreed that no one from civil society would be in the meeting, meaning no women from Afghanistan. That's led to fierce criticism from human rights groups and activists.
The South Korean military says North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles across its own eastern coast. It said one of the missiles was short range, while the second missile type was unconfirmed. There's been no word from Pyongyang. World News from the BBC. Sunday saw Russian attacks on Ukraine's two biggest cities, causing the death of a delivery driver in Kharkiv. He was killed when a guided bomb hit the city centre. In a Kiev suburb, an apartment block was damaged by fragments from an intercepted Russian missile. Meteorologists are warning that Hurricane Beryl, now approaching the Windward Islands in the Caribbean, is an extremely dangerous and rare weather phenomenon, and that its winds could be potentially catastrophic. The US National Hurricane Center says Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines are at the highest risk of being at the eye of the storm from early Monday. The Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonsalves, told the BBC that his country is bracing for the storm's impacts.
We have emergency plans for those whose houses may not be able to withstand winds 115, 120 and upwards because it's a Category 4. It will go to 130 and gust higher. We have shelters across the country. We have food supplies and water, put security systems in place. We should be able to ride it out, God willing.
Australia is introducing some of the toughest measures in the world around vaping. As of Monday, it's illegal to supply, manufacture or import a vape or sell one other than in a pharmacy. The restrictions apply to all e-cigarettes, whether or not they have nicotine. Until October, those purchasing a vape will require a prescription. The American singer SZA has headlined the closing night of the Glastonbury Festival in southern England, one of the world's biggest performing arts festivals. The Grammy-winning star's performance was praised by the critics, but drew a much smaller audience than earlier headliners Coldplay and Dua Lipa, as some revellers made an early exit from the site ahead of the new working week. That's the latest from BBC News.